Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Hey, start of the week. Happy Monday to you. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. Covering a lot of interesting information. But first, Austin, let's go ahead and dive into three important things you really need to know this afternoon.
Number one.
Scammy commissioners have decided to write off nearly $18 million in unpaid emergency medical service bills, which will be sent to a collection agency, by the way. Most of the debt is from uninsured individuals. By law, EMS must respond to 911 calls, often serving those without access to health care.
Number two.
Employees at Baptist Hospital in Jay have been accused of photographing patients without their consent. A client reported that four staff members allegedly took pictures of patients who were either asleep or under medication. The images were then posted on Snapchat. Baptist released a statement confirming that the employees involved were fired after a thorough investigation.
Number three.
Now, here's a great story. The family of a former Pensacola mayor, we all know him, Vince Wibbs, has established a $50,000 fund in his name to assist college students enrolled in automotive or diesel-related programs at Pensacola State College, including tuition expenses. The scholarship also includes $12,500. It's a matching contribution from Pensacola State College Alumni Association. Vince Wibbs served as the city's mayor for seven consecutive terms from 1977 to 1991. It's just about 4:15. We're in the ballpark there. Austin Price in with a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Again, that is insuredbyricky.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, but that's relatively minor compared to what we usually see throughout the afternoons. And as for your weather, sitting only at around 81 degrees. Going to be partly cloudy out there. Low of 73 tonight with some rainfall chances this evening, bleeding into tomorrow. And we're going to see those kind of scattered throughout the next few days. And since we're just, since we're a little bit ahead of the schedule here, I do want to take this moment to remind you, tap the News Radio app. In just about an hour, we are giving away a pair of tickets to Florida State and Pittsburgh. That's right, Florida State's got two home games in a row. Seminoles trying to bounce back after a heartbreaking loss to Miami. If you want to win these tickets, all you got to do is tap the News Radio Pensacola app. Once it opens, you'll get a contest page letting you know some information that you can enter, name, basic contact info. That contest closes at 5 p.m. every weekday. I announce the winner at 5:15.
Okay, it was not your typical Sunday morning. I want to tell you that heavy rain, of course, you know about this early Sunday morning, likely caused the gray Mustang to hydroplane off the Sykes Bridge heading toward Pensacola Beach. Now, witnesses say the car went over the guardrail between the northbound and southbound spans. The driver, the only person in the car, he was not hurt. So that's the good side. Gulf Breeze Patrol Sergeant Ricky Turner had this to say.
Once we got there, we saw some damage to the southbound left-hand lane guardrail, and some witnesses told us that the vehicle basically went over the guardrail and went right between the two spans of the bridge, the north and southbound.
Okay, Gulf Breeze Police estimate, they were saying that the driver was only doing about 30 miles per hour when the crash happened. The car has since been extracted from the bay.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, very interesting. Federal attorneys are contradicting something Florida Governor DeSantis says about the immigration detention center. You know, the one alligator Alcatraz down in South Florida? Chris Foster has more on the report.
Governor DeSantis has been saying since the detention center in the Florida Everglades opened in July, everyone held there has received final removal orders to be deported from the U.S. The Justice Department admission that that's not true comes in a court filing that says the detainees don't have enough in common to be certified as a class for a lawsuit, with too many different immigration statuses, including having not yet been through removal proceedings or ordered to leave the country. The filing this past Thursday is part of one of three lawsuits over the detention center moving through the courts. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Miami Beach holding a We Stand With Israel event marking the second anniversary of the October 7th attacks. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says both sides have signaled support for President Trump's 20-point plan. Hamas reportedly says it's willing to accept some elements of the plan, like releasing the 48 Israeli hostages, of course, in exchange for Palestinians jailed in Israel, but the group has stopped short of calls to disarm. No word yet on how long those talks could last.
418 News Radio 92.3. The ongoing government shutdown is going to freeze FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program, with Florida most affected as it holds about 18% of all NFIP policies. Homeowners in Florida may not have full coverage for new flood claims during the rest of the storm season. That is a very serious situation.
Mm-hmm. The family of a man killed on a new roller coaster at Universal Orlando outraged its back open less than 3 weeks after his death. Ben Crump, the attorney for the family of Kevin Zavala, said the incident is an active death investigation and reopening Stardust Racers is a public threat. The dual launch coaster that debuted in May reaches speeds of up to 62 miles per hour. The 32-year-old Zavala had spinal cord atrophy and used a wheelchair, but Universal says there were warnings posted for people with pre-existing conditions.
Okay, an elderly Florida man is suing St. Cloud, Florida, and its police department, accusing them of using excessive force after a canine allegedly bit him while he was complying with police orders. Marie Ettinger is down in Orlando at Fox 35 on News Radio 92.3.
71-year-old Manuel Martinez got a call from the city of St. Cloud asking him to come outside his house to talk with police. He was accused of getting into a fight at a restaurant earlier in the day and hitting someone in the head with a gun. Martinez walked out unarmed and saw officers with rifles had already surrounded his house. He starts going to his knees, but then an officer walks over to get him on his stomach and canine officer Coda attacks. Coda releases and three officers start placing Martinez in handcuffs. It's only then that officers tell Martinez why they're there. The lawsuit asks for payment for the surgery Martinez needed after this, plus damages. The claim alleges the bite was carried out with deliberate indifference to Martinez's health, safety, and welfare. Marie Ettinger, Fox News.
419 on the dot here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
You can imagine how happy we all were. My wife, our three kids, and I have found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, can we go to the park anytime we want?
Anytime we want.
So you can imagine trying to answer all their questions after the landlord turned us down.
What happened? Why can't we live there?
Why not, Papa?
What was I going to say? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building? We made a call to HUD and found out that being denied because we have kids is illegal. We got answers. We got help.
And we got the apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your familial status, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or disability, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
You can imagine how happy we all were. My wife, our three kids, and I have found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, can we go to the park anytime we want?
Anytime we want.
So you can imagine trying to answer all their questions after the landlord turned us down.
What happened? Why can't we live there?
Why not, Papa?
What was I going to say? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building? We made a call to HUD and found out that being denied because we have kids is illegal. We got answers. We got help.
And we got the apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your familial status, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or disability, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You are invited to come out with a blanket or a lawn chair and sit back and relax and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, it's Crosstown. They're going to be delivering a crowd-pleasing blend of classic rock, blues, and everything in between. It'll be something for everyone to enjoy. So bring your friends and feel the breeze and sing along at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three,
high school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the Israel-Hamas deal that is potentially on the table. We'll see if it works out. Secretary of State Marco Rubio making the rounds yesterday. Also, Admiral Stavridis talks about the strikes on Venezuelan drug boats and whether they're legal or not. The Argos managed to scrape to another victory. They are now undefeated on the season, the number 2 ranked team in Division 2. I spent some time analyzing Taylor Swift's new album. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Tensions continuing to rise in and around Chicago over ICE action. Jeff Manasso has the details.
Citing recent public safety concerns outside an ICE processing facility in Broadview, Mayor Katrina Thompson announcing an executive order that effective immediately establishes fixed protest hours from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. That is, Chicago's mayor has also ordered no-go zones for federal agents on public property in immigration action and Chicago police that are barred by local and state laws from assisting federal agents are making it clear.
Police officers, if it involves law enforcement, we are going to show up.
CPD Superintendent Larry Snelling making his case that officers did respond to violent attacks on federal agents this weekend, including one that led to a shooting. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, stocks questionable today. Indy mix with AI. Excitement driving up those markets, by the way. Laura Kantner is in on News Radio 92.3.
President Trump says that 25% tariffs on medium and heavy-duty truck imports will begin on November 1st in an effort to strengthen domestic manufacturing. Verizon Communications stock falling Monday after the telecom giant announced that former PayPal CEO Dan Schulman would take over the CEO position from Hans Vestberg, who has led Verizon since 2018. Shares of chipmaker AMD surging Monday, bolstered by its multi-billion-dollar deal with OpenAI. Stocks ending Monday mostly higher, the S&P 500 finishing up 24 points, NASDAQ up 161, the Dow finishing down 63. Laura Kantner, Fox News.
425 News Radio 92.3. I think we're going to pull this afternoon out looking a little bit better out there. Austin Price in with a look at the weather and traffic together.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We did have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that is currently looking clearer now. Our worst looking spot is going to have to be the intersection of Airport Boulevard and North Davis Highway, but even that's pretty timid. Outside of that, maybe Highway 90 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. My goodness. All righty, looking at the weather here, 81 degrees, low of 73 tonight. 40% chance of showers this evening, and they're going to linger into your Tuesday, kind of be scattered over the next few days. Tomorrow's high sitting at around 85.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Certainly, it's a nice day. Thanks for having us on. Senator Bernie Sanders sounding the alarm on AI. He says it could be coming for your job. Lawrence Simonetti has more.
In a Fox News op-ed, the senator writes, quote, I released a report today finding that AI, automation, and robotics could replace nearly 100 million jobs in America over the next decade, including 40% of registered nurses, 47% of truck drivers, 64% of accountants, 65% of teaching assistants, and 89% of fast food workers, among many other occupations. He's framing AI as big and scary, right? And as a way for corporations to concentrate their wealth and power. So he went on in this op-ed to call for a 32-hour work week and a tax on companies that employ robots.
The Supreme Court rejecting Ghislaine Maxwell's appeal of her criminal conviction of recruiting and grooming teen girls for Jeffrey Epstein. It means Maxwell's 20-year prison sentence will stay in place. Her lawyers argued an agreement Epstein struck with prosecutors in Florida related to a U.S. attorney pledging not to prosecute him or any possible co-conspirators should be applied to at least one of those three counts that Maxwell was found guilty of.
Well, talks are underway between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas in Egypt as they hammer out the details on bringing home the last Israeli hostages. Jennifer Griffith has more from Tel Aviv.
We decided to go down to Hostage Square, where on Saturday night, 120,000 Israelis gathered to put pressure on their government. I spoke to the father of 26-year-old Guy Eluz, a musician who was at the Nova Music Festival when Hamas gunmen attacked. He placed a phone call to his father as he and his friends tried to escape. His father, Michelle, still has the audio of that last phone call. Hamas right now is scrambling to find the bodies of the dead hostages. They said that they need more time, but time is something that President Trump says they don't have. He's putting pressure on the Israelis and Hamas to get this deal done.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accusing gangs and cartel members of placing bounties on federal agents. Wanted to just make sure we got you some more details on this. Noem made the claim during an interview and shared that the bounties range from $2,000 to $10,000. According to Noem, this is the rule of law versus anarchy, and she says that we will win. Her remarks come as President Trump ordering the National Guard two cities across the U.S. to combat crime and guard those ICE facilities.
We were talking about Hamas and Israel. Now the topic shifts to the Ukraine and Russia. Greg Palcott has the latest on News Radio 92.3.
No let-up in the war between Russia and Ukraine. Overnight, Ukraine hitting a large oil terminal in Crimea, sparking a major fire. Kyiv also targeted energy infrastructure in the Russian city of Belgorod, leaving 40,000 without power. This came after a weekend of attacks by Russia against Ukraine. 500 drones, 50 missiles hitting various cities, including the western town of Lviv, where six people were killed. Polish Air Force jets scrambled to defend against possible intrusions. European airports have been the target lately of drone activity disrupting service. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
It's good as judges being extremely busy, the Supreme Court tackling a slew of big issues in their new term. Doug Lazier has more.
Much of the president's agenda is on the line here, and just looking ahead at the issues and the cases, this is shaping up to be a blockbuster term. Let's start with tariffs. This is a huge one, as the Supreme Court will have to decide whether the president's use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to invoke those tariffs is legal. Presidential power will also be tested when the justices consider if the president can fire the leaders of independent agencies. And several LGBTQ issues are on the docket, including mental health care providers using so-called conversion therapy for minors and whether bans on that therapy violate the First Amendment.
Okay, thinking about maybe buying or selling that home, here's your 30-year fixed mortgage number, 6.34. That 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.84. There you go. That'll do you for the afternoon. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Illinois filing a lawsuit aimed at stopping the Trump administration from sending National Guard troops to Chicago following chaotic anti-ICE protests in the Windy City. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker.
There is no invasion here. There is no insurrection here. And local and state law enforcement are on the job and managing what they need to.
Federal judge blocking President Trump from sending in National Guard troops to Portland following unrest in Oregon. Israel and Hamas officials launching talks in Egypt following a peace deal put forward by President Trump. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt.
The administration is working very hard to move the ball forward as quickly as we can. The president wants to see a ceasefire. He wants to see the hostages released.
48 Israeli hostages are still in Gaza, which is 20 presumed to still be alive. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The two most talked about positions in the NFL are quarterback and head coach. And last night in the Patriots' victory over the Bills, it's clear the Pats have found their franchise QB in Drake May. Well, we already knew Mike Vrabel was a really good coach. And with the way the Patriots' schedule looks on paper the rest of the way, it's now not crazy to say that Drake May and Mike Vrabel could lead the Pats to the playoffs this year. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as In Weekly's Best of the Coast Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Escambia commissioners have decided to write off nearly $18 million in unpaid emergency medical services bills, which will be sent to a collection agency. Most of the debt is from uninsured individuals. By law, EMS must respond to 911 calls, often serving those without access to health care.
Number two.
Employees at Baptist Hospital and Jay have been accused of photography misleading type of things, taking some bad photos, in other words, of patients without their consent. Client reported that four staff members allegedly took pictures of patients who were either asleep or under medication. The images were then posted on Snapchat. That's where it got pretty nasty there. Baptist released a statement confirming that the employees involved were fired after a thorough investigation.
Number three.
The family of a former Pensacola mayor, Vince Wibbs, has established a $50,000 fund in his name to assist college students enrolled in automotive or diesel-related programs at Pensacola State College with tuition expenses. The scholarship also includes a $12,500 matching contribution from Pensacola State College Alumni Association. Vince Wibb served as the city's mayor for seven consecutive terms from 1977 to 1991.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
ACUA's 2025 rate increase is now in effect. Customers are seeing new rates for water, sewer, and sanitation services that began this month. A 3% adjustment for water and wastewater applies to most customers. Pensacola Beach water and wastewater customers will be subject to a higher rate.
UWF holding its inaugural Leadership in the Age of AI conference in November. It will happen November 7th at the UWF Conference Center in Pensacola. Attendees will explore the challenges and opportunities of integrating AI into leadership roles with discussions and networking opportunities throughout the day. The conference runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Swinging a bouncy ball, first base line behind the bag, Naylor. Underhand flip to Munoz at the bag. It's over. The Mariners win it. They tie the series at 1-1 apiece. They win game two of the best of five set here at T-Mobile Park before a sellout crowd. They win it 3-2.
Major League Baseball playoffs on Cairo in Seattle. The Mariners got a pair of home runs from Jorge Polanco against the Tigers Sunday. Eighth inning, the game was tied 2-2 until Julio Rodriguez doubled home Cal Raleigh. Seattle scored its first playoff win at home in 24 years. The Mariners and the Tigers are even one game apiece. Game three of their best-of-five series will be tomorrow in Detroit. In Toronto, the Blue Jays crushed the Yankees again. One day after Toronto beat New York 10-1, the Blue Jays blasted the Yankees 13-7. Toronto led 12-0. Blue Jays are up two games to none of the series. Sunday, they got four extra base hits from Dalton Varsho, including two home runs. Rookie pitcher Trey Yesavage struck out 11, a Blue Jays playoff record. Game three will be in New York tomorrow. The Blue Jays one win from advancing to the American League Championship Series. Tonight, game two of the NLDS in Philadelphia between the Phillies and Dodgers. Los Angeles won the opener. NLDS game two in Milwaukee tonight between the Brewers and Cubs. The Brew Crew leads 1-0.
The Bills have lost at home, and the New England Patriots let everybody know they are here. The Patriots come into Orchard Park and beat the Bills 23-20.
On NBC, Drake May threw for 273 yards, more than half to Stephon Diggs, who made 10 catches against his former team for 146 yards. Andy Borogalis kicked a late 52-yard field goal for the Patriots, who improved to 3-2 and dropped the Bills to 4-1. Earlier Sunday, the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles lost their first game of the season, beaten at home by the Broncos 21-17. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
LeBron James appearing to be making a major announcement tomorrow. Earlier today, James posted a video to Instagram captioned, "The Decision of All Decisions." The video shows him taking a seat on a basketball court. The 40-year-old NBA legend says he will announce his decision at noon Eastern tomorrow. James's first decision, of course, was televised on ESPN in 2010 when he decided to leave the Cleveland Cavaliers to sign with the Miami Heat. James recently exercised his player option to stay with the Lakers this upcoming season, which is set to be his 23rd in the NBA.
NASCAR's playoff field was cut from 12 to 8 Sunday in Charlotte. Tim McMaster all over this one on News Radio 92.3.
Shane Van Gisbergen won his fifth straight road course race Sunday at the Charlotte Roval, but he was out of the playoffs already. The bubble came down to the final lap.
In a wild swing on the last lap, things are going in Joey Logano's favor.
Courtesy USA, Ross Chastain got turned around and crossed the line in reverse. Late race mistakes allowing Logano to pass him for points and grab the eighth spot. Here's your final eight in order of points. Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, and Logano. The round of eight starts next Sunday at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
The family of the late LA Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs is suing the baseball team for wrongful death. The civil claim, expected to be worth millions of dollars, is brought by Skaggs' widow and his parents. They're seeking at least $210 million in lost earnings and damages, saying that the Angels were responsible for the 27-year-old left-handed pitcher's death during the summer of 2019. While on a road trip in Texas, he was in a hotel room drinking alcohol and overdosed on oxycodone pills that were laced with fentanyl.
Okay, while we're talking about sports here, this hour, let's not forget TAP the News Radio app. Coming up, your deadline's about 18 minutes from right now. You can win tickets to Saturday's FSU Pitt game at Doak Campbell. It's an early morning game, 11 a.m. start.
Ooh.
Yeah, those are rough. Those are real rough. Okay, so just access the app. The registration page comes up. Fill it out. Submit it. Austin picks the winner today. 5:15 on News Radio 92.3. And get back to some sports here. A White House Ultimate Fighting event set for next summer. President Trump says it's going to be a good one. Here's Jared Halpern.
President Trump will celebrate his 80th birthday with a first-of-its-kind UFC fight on the White House grounds. The president announced the date during a speech to Navy personnel Sunday. Initially, that fight was scheduled for July 4th next year on the 250th birthday of the U.S. Instead, President Trump says it will happen on June 14th, the president's birthday, as well as Flag Day in the U.S., commemorating the founding of the U.S. Army. This past June, the day was marked with a large military parade in D.C. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Rescue workers are battling to reach more than 200 hikers. They're still stuck up on Mount Everest, and time is clicking quickly. Jonathan Savage has the report.
Hundreds of tourists got trapped by a blizzard on the Tibetan side of Mount Everest over the weekend. Most have been brought to safety, rescue workers carrying some hikers down on their backs, but some 200 remain. Survivors have spoken about how they feared being buried by snow if they dared fall asleep. Hypothermia remains a risk for those still stuck. The Himalayan mountains have been hit by extreme weather in recent days. At least 47 people have died in Nepal from landslides and flooding. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Scientists say that they've managed to change the blood type of a kidney and transplant it into a person. The procedure, carried out by Canadian and Chinese researchers, is the first of its kind. The kidney was put into a brain-dead patient. If the blood type of an organ can be changed, it could drastically reduce transplant wait lists. Their full results are published in Nature Biomedical Engineering.
443 News Radio 92.3. You're going to be seeing a lot more pink this month. That's for sure. Lisa Brady has the reasons why.
This is House Call for Health. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The World Health Organization says it's a time to create awareness, honor those affected, and reaffirm a global commitment to equitable access to care and improved survival for all. The WHO created the Global Breast Cancer Initiative in 2021. It has two pillars. The first is health promotion and early detection. The second, timely diagnosis, with the target of patients receiving a diagnosis within 60 days of initial presentation. They also note the five-year survival rate in high-income countries exceeds 90%. That drops down to 40% in a country like South Africa. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This year's Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine has been awarded to three people for their discoveries about the human immune system. Sharing the prize are two Americans, Mary Brunkow of the Institute for Systems Biology in Seattle, Fred Ramsdell of Sonoma Biotherapeutics in San Francisco, and Shimon Sakaguchi of Japan's Osaka University. The three made breakthroughs in figuring out how the immune system is kept in check from attacking our own bodies. Right at 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Luckily, not too much going on the roads right now. Got some backups on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. There is an accident report in that area. Also have some issues on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, sitting at around 81 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Rainfall chances going to reside this evening and actually be scattered over the next few days.
I know how much you like cooler temperatures.
Yes.
And you do. Temps will soon be cooling across much of the U.S., but not in the South. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at this Fox weather forecast.
A strong cold front traveling across the Midwest down into the southern plains is bringing the risk of scattered storms with heavy rainfall that could lead to flash flooding. The front will also bring down temperatures after record-breaking heat over the weekend. Ahead of the front, above-average highs will continue over the Great Lakes in the northeast. More rain and storms will continue over the southeast and Florida today, with coastal flood advisories up as king tide will impact the Carolinas through Wednesday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Some big moves in foreign politics as Japan gets its first female prime minister, while the French prime minister says goodbye after only a short period of time. Ashley Webster has more on the report.
French stocks dropped nearly 1.5% on the news of the country's new prime minister, Sébastien Lecornu, resigning just a day after naming his government. Very strange. Lecornu's new cabinet lineup upset opponents and allies alike, who either found it too right-wing or not right-wing enough. Meantime, in Japan, Sanae Takaichi is set to become the country's first female premier. She has been picked to lead the Liberal Democratic Party, which has ruled Japan for almost all of the post-war era. Takaichi is a supporter of aggressive spending and easy monetary policy. Japan's Nikkei index jumped nearly 5% on that news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. OpenAI and Advanced Micro Devices are reaching a deal that could see Sam Altman's company take a 10% stake in the chipmaker. AMD shares jumped more than 30% at one point today following the announcement. OpenAI will use 6 gigawatts, reportedly, of AMD's Instinct graphics processing units over several years, kicking off with an initial 1 gigawatt rollout of chips in the second half of next year. Fifth Third Bancorp is announcing today it will acquire fellow regional bank Comerica for $10.9 billion in an all-stock deal. Following the deal's closing, it will create the ninth largest U.S. bank with roughly $288 billion in assets. The transaction is expected to finalize in the first quarter of 2026. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow falling 63 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ set fresh records, up 24 and 161, respectively. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a major deal is struck involving AI. I like this one. Here's Jenny Casola.
Artificial intelligence giant OpenAI and chipmaker Advanced Micro Devices will collaborate on AI data centers that will run on AMD processors, a challenge to industry chipmaker NVIDIA. The two companies didn't disclose the plan's expected overall cost, though AMD chief Lisa Su says the deal will result in tens of billions of dollars in new revenue for the company over the next 5 years. NVIDIA is the dominant supplier for AI chips. AMD's processors are currently used for traditional data center gaming and in personal computers. OpenAI also recently signed a $10 billion deal with Broadcom. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
Apple insiders say John Ternus being groomed to eventually lead the company after CEO Tim Cook retires. The 50-year-old vice president of hardware engineering is seen as an experienced employee who can lead Apple for a decade or more. Cook is not expected to leave anytime soon, but Bloomberg says the 64-year-old could call it a day before he turns 70.
All right, 448, News Radio 92.3, two American scientists and one from Japan share this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine. Here's Chris Foster.
The Nobel Prize is for their discoveries about peripheral immune tolerance, how our immune systems are regulated to attack harmful invaders like bacteria and viruses, not our own bodies. The winners are Mary E. Brunkow with the Institute for Systems Biology in Seattle, Frank Ramsdell with Sonoma Biotherapeutics in San Francisco, and Dr. Shimon Sakaguchi, a professor at Osaka University in Japan. The Nobel Assembly says their research has led to the development of treatments for cancer and autoimmune diseases and could lead to more successful transplantations. The winners will share nearly $1.2 million in prize money. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Well, the shows might not go on if a Broadway strike takes place. The union representing more than 50,000 professional actors and stage managers working in live theater has authorized the move if negotiations fail to result in a better contract. Talks are scheduled to resume on Wednesday after the current production contract expired last month. More than 2,800 industry pros have signed an open letter backing the Actors Equity Association and calling for Broadway shows to pivot toward humane scheduling, including providing appropriate paid time off and contributing toward the cost of health insurance.
Yeah, that 50,000 number surprised me. It's a little bit higher than I thought. Trump administration canceling clean energy projects. Kelly Sabrini has more from Chicago.
The Energy Department says it's canceling $7 billion worth of funding related to clean energy projects. This affects 321 award funds in states all won by the president's opponent in the last election, Kamala Harris. And according to the Energy Department, 26% of those cancellations were approved by the Biden administration between Election Day and Inauguration Day. I spoke to the Energy Department, who tells me these decisions are months in the making and that this is not a direct result of the president's vow to punish congressional Democrats for not keeping the government open.
And with it being 4:51, we'll go ahead and take one last quick break. But I do want to squeeze this in right at the buzzer.
There you go. We are
just under 10 minutes away from our Monday edition of our Tap the App contest finishing up. So what we do is we promote the News Radio Pensacola app. You click on that absolutely free app. The minute it opens, you have a contest page pop up so you can enter in name, phone, email, stuff like that. And then once you enter it in, you're putting yourself into a pool for me to potentially draw your name at 5:15 every afternoon throughout the week. And the winner gets a pair of tickets to Florida State Pittsburgh.
Such a deal.
Oh, absolutely it's a deal.
Good luck and play wisely, folks.
That should be a good game. Florida State, of course, doing good. Pitt, kind of a mixed bag, but they're not a pushover.
It's okay. It's all right. go Noles.
Absolutely. Oh. With it being 4:52.
Yeah, go Noles.
We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this hour, but along with some pop culture notes and some frivolous headlines for you as well, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
Tap that app.
To enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.455. Okay, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price is on a roll. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All righty, looking at the roads here. Not too much going on from what I can see. Got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, heading towards Glover Lane, but that is not as severe. Last major spot's going to be Mobile Highway. This is if you're traveling northbound, passing Michigan Avenue. There was an accident reported in that area, so try to avoid that if you can. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Got rainfall chances lingering around this evening, going to bleed into tomorrow, and we're actually going to have some scattered rainfall chances over the next few days.
Here's today's pop culture news.
An 80s pop icon gets the proper send-off. Bye-bye. Michelle Polino has more on News Radio 92.3.
Cindy
Lauper is honored in a new CBS special, a Grammy salute to Cyndi Lauper, live from the Hollywood Bowl. The two-hour tribute was filmed during the final nights of Lauper's year-long Girls Just Want to Have Fun farewell tour, which kicked off in October of 2024. The star-studded lineup includes Joni Mitchell, Cher, John Legend, SZA, Mickey Guyton, Trombone Shorty, and more, with a video tribute from Brandi Carlile. Lauper's 1983 album, She's So Unusual, was the first debut album by a female artist to land four top five hits on the Billboard Hot 100. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Kim Kardashian's docuseries about Elizabeth Taylor premieres today on Fox Nation. Elizabeth Taylor, Rebel Superstar, is a three-part docuseries offering a look inside the life of the 20th century actress. Episodes cover Taylor's rise to fame, her private life, and her activism in the fight against HIV and AIDS. The series features interviews with Taylor's son, Chris Wilding, Sharon Stone, and Paris Jackson. Kardashian, who produced the series with Passion Pictures, was the last person to interview the actress before her death in 2011.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been challenged to a primetime debate by House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Ashna Hasni has more from Capitol Hill.
The minority leader wants to debate the speaker on the House floor any night this week, prime time. He wants to bring him into the ring because they're caught up in this political blame game and they've got to find a way to get out of it. Republicans, like Speaker Johnson, are alleging that this is all happening because the Senate minority leader, Chuck Schumer, is afraid that he's going to lose power to the progressive wing. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries has tried to clap back before with his own messaging. He had a live stream on the government shutdown. It only yielded about 37,000 views on X, while more than 2.5 million views for a similar video from progressives, Senator Bernie Sanders and AOC.
And here's some wholesome news for you. The world's oldest man is celebrating another birthday. Brazil's João Marino Neto turned 113 Sunday. While Neto is the world's oldest man, the world's oldest person overall is 116-year-old Ethel Catterham from the UK. Neto sent her a birthday greeting back in August, and that was the first known exchange between the world's oldest man and oldest woman.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth helps the Navy football team set a Guinness World Record on Saturday. Deborah Valentine has a report on News Radio 92.3.
The War Secretary attended the Navy's matchup against Air Force in Annapolis, Maryland. The midshipmen won 34-31. Following the game, Secretary Hegseth joined in the postgame celebration on the field. Hegseth led a push-up brigade of cadets, officers, and fans doing 3,068 push-ups simultaneously for 1 minute. That feat set a new Guinness World Record. The previous record of 2,926 was set on April 29, 2023 by the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Okay, let's not forget, exciting times are here locally. The 17th annual Pensacola Beach Songwriters Fest underway. Well, I've been getting some great reviews on this. It's
yeah.
Amazing. Total of 144 national and local songwriters performing at more than two dozen venues. This goes on through October 12th. During the festival, songwriters partner with local schools to host music workshops. Most of those events, by the way, free admission. Coming up in less than 12, we'll have the winner of Tap the App on News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.